Never, 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 never have I ever. That's what we're playing tonight here on The Download. 312-981-7200. This is a simple game. It's so much fun. Download Nation comes through every single time. We play Never Have I Ever. It's very simple. Never have I ever gone golfing. Never have I ever had a massage, professional massage. Never. Have you ever done that? Is that something that you've gotten on the table and put your head in a little round thing? Is that something? Yeah, right? I love this because there's so much, there's so many things in there that you're like, wow. But then there's also some great things where you're like, you know what? I agree. I'm with you on that. I've never done that. It's a good moment for us to all share together. 312-981-7200. And the best part, we'll give you a pizza if it's the best one. All right. Let's see what we got here. Mary starts us off tonight. Never have I ever had a water cooler conversation. Wow, so you mean like at work where you sit around a water cooler and you're like, what about Seinfeld? Did you see Seinfeld last night?
Does it have to be around a water cooler?
Is that what you're, yeah, is it specific? Or you just mean like shoot the breeze kind of convo at work? I feel like that's a, I feel like you have to have had that, right? Maybe in some form.
Yeah.
Because water cooler means anything at work where four or five people are around the coffee shop. Or
right,
coffee
talking
thing.
About last night's episode of the television show right. That everybody's watching.
Exactly. I guess I don't do it, but I do it here on the show. I do. Did you see the Defiant Ones?
That's it? That's
I just
your...
did it. I just did it.
I used to, at the old radio station I used to work at, a lot of people would commiserate in the kitchen. There was a water cooler there, and usually they commiserated for the free food as, you know, as the way it is in radio stations. And I like, if I had to go get something or my lunch was in the refrigerator, I would be so mad that I'd have to go in through the whole sales staff or, you know, eating pizza or whatever, talking about stuff that I have to like squeeze through them to get my lunch during like a 2-minute commercial break.
Yeah, right. Excuse me. Pardon me. Yeah. I mean, when you're in any situation at work where you're on deadline and someone wants the water cooler with you, that's a tough situation.
Yeah.
And it's usually when you're running in to get something from the condiment area or the coffee area, and someone's like, hey, I wanted to, you know, I was thinking about you because I saw that show. I can't. Except I'm one of these guys who just will stop and talk because I'm not good at going, can't do it right now. Like, I will hedge my bet on how much time. If I have 30 seconds,
skill.
I'll make it 10.
Skill.
Right? Mary just texted and said, I literally mean I have not stood next to a water cooler with another human being and conversed.
That's great.
That's a very specific. Oh, there you go. I always think it's, I guess the water cooler conversation, that's the problem, is it like you have to have a water cooler at your work, but it's a lot of times that gets transferred to in front of the coffee machine.
Yeah. Is a water cooler an antiquated piece of office furniture?
I wonder.
Well, we don't have one down here.
No, we don't. No. 312-981-7200. 847 says, never have I ever had water in my basement until the 2.5 feet that was there last week. Oof. That's a bummer. I'm with you. I've never had water. That's not true. I totally take that back. Living in Wonder Lake, and it was rarely ever because of a flood. It was because our washing machine was a piece of garbage. One of those things where my dad just would fix it, but it never was fixed. And then I'll never forget this moment, because downstairs in our basement was the washer and dryer, right? And once in a while, the washer would overflow or just have a problem with sump pump and it would flood the basement. But that's also where our Nintendo was. And so you get into a game of Zelda or maybe an RBI baseball or something like that, right? Me and my brother, or Madden. Playing something, you know, when I get to the Sega. And I remember one time my mom came down, she was doing the laundry, she came down past us and she walked right into like a splash of water that was all pooled around our chairs. But nobody saw it because we were playing Nintendo.
I didn't even notice that it was, you're going to be underwater
in an
hour.
She was so mad and she just looked, she goes, could you be any more oblivious? That's what she said, and it stuck with me forever. I was like, oh God, it was so harsh. I'll never be oblivious in my life again. Thanks, Mom, for the lesson. Ooh, level 3. Moved on. 847 says, I've never seen or read anything Harry Potter. Huh. You know, I'd feel the same way, but I have a 9-year-old now, and we've talked about it on the show just recently. I dug in and watched all 38 movies or whatever, how many movies there are. And now he's reading all the books, so it's all over our house. But so I don't think it's that far-fetched to have avoided in your life the Harry Potter series. Because and we've had this conversation before. I mean, it was very specific to a specific generation. If you were in seventh grade in the late 90s, oh man, if you avoided it at that point, I don't know how you could, right? Everybody was into it. And from that point on, but you know, for me in the late 90s, I'm in my 20s. I don't care about Harry Potter. And maybe I saw the first movie and I'm like, meh, it's no Lord of the Rings. Right? That's how everybody reacted. Eh, it's a flying owl. I don't get it. So they go to school. They're whimsical. They're magicians. Oh, wizards. Got it. So no burning eye of fire. No hobbits. No ghosts on horses. Nah, this is not for me.
I feel like when you get into something that is so big like Harry Potter, but in that you have no idea what people are talking about, I try to go out of my way, even though I haven't seen Harry Potter, to at least kind of be familiar with a little bit of the jargon.
Yeah, it's like Game of Thrones. I don't watch Game of Thrones. Don't watch it. I tried a couple times, but I understand what's happening. I get it. There are some zombies that are going to kill everybody.
Flying dragons.
And there's a dragon, right? And there's boobs. I get it. Those are three things of Game of Thrones, right? And surprises. And medieval surprises.
Yeah.
I get it. I think I nailed it, right? Like, if I were in the test market, they're like, hi, thank you for coming to this test. Whatever those are called. I just wanted to say, do you watch the show Game of Thrones, and what do you think? What's the takeaway? Well, dragons. Zombies. Boobs. And you got it.
Congratulations. You hit it on the head. Yeah.
312-981-7200. Never have I ever done rock, paper, scissors. You could do that right now. Like, I think the idea is that, like, when I say never have I gone golfing, I have to go golf. You could do rock, paper, scissors right now, unless you have nobody in the room with you. You could figure it out. That would be one off the bucket list, like, boom.
Yeah. Knock that out.
Knock it out.
Yeah.
That's low on the list. What are you doing? I'll do it with you right now.
Take charge.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Nope. 1, 2, 3. Wow, two ties. 1, 2, 3. Ah, scissors beats paper. You're out. See? You did it. 815 gives us one that we get every time. Never have I ever driven a stick shift. Every time we do this, someone says that. And I feel as if that's something, that's a rite's path. My dad taught me on sticks.
Really?
Yeah, so I could drive it. Once in a while, my dad, because they're cheaper cars. When I became an adult, I realized what my dad was doing. They're cheaper. And so even to this day, he still got the stick shift.
Does he really?
Yeah, and I'll be like, why do you have a stick shift? What's the matter with you? And he's like, no, it's a good car.
Likes the feeling of driving. Yeah.
It's $2,000 cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, because like you don't have to do the automatic. Because
he did the people that, yeah, I like, you know, it's not driving when you just,
no,
you're sitting,
no,
behind the car with a wheel.
Absolutely not. Yeah. It's a cheaper car.
I see a lot of these, you know, you get these things were better than in the 80s memes, you know, on Facebook, you know, like, hey, did you ever have some Nestle Quick, you know, things like that. And I see, I just saw yesterday one that said, you know, if you know, you could always stop texting and driving if you had a stick
shift.
They're
stealing that from me. They memed that off of me. I was complaining about that on this show within a month ago. Last time we did Never Have I Ever, I think I brought
it
up. These memesters, they steal from Kaufman all the time. No, I agree. I think that it could solve the world's problem of texting and driving if we just got rid of automatics and force people to stick shift again. Because you wouldn't be able to go, except what we came up with afterwards, that we would do it anyway. We would just be, it'd just be more dangerous.
Yeah, there's some, yeah.
Something would
figure
happen.
Out.
312-981-7200. They're coming in fast and furious tonight. I love it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're playing Never Have I Ever. Stay with us.
Never, 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 never.
We're playing Never Have I Ever, 312-981-7200. We got a lot of great stuff coming in. Oh, I love it. 773. Never have I ever dyed my hair or had a manicure. I'm low maintenance. Oh, okay. I don't know the, I'm bald. I don't know anything about dyeing hair.
I feel sorry for them never having had a manicure or a pedicure.
Yeah, that's your jam?
Occasionally I'll get a pedicure, yeah. But I feel sorry for anyone who's never had the experience. It is so relaxing.
The pedicure makes you feel like a celebrity, no doubt. The manicure makes you feel, I get a little skittish with that. That's just too, it's too close.
Yeah, once in a while, yeah. You know.
But yeah, if it, dyeing your hair, I don't know what goes in. I mean, I guess you go to the salon for dyeing your hair. Are you talking about like in the bathroom where you're like trying to go pink or blonde or something like that?
Well, like you, I have this lack of follicle.
Yeah.
So, yeah, dyeing the hair is just kind of, not all happening.
Right. 847 says, never have I ever broken a bone or been punched in the face.
They're lucky.
I got punched in the face once when I was a kid.
So did
from
I.
From a fight?
Yeah. I'll never forget. I think I've mentioned this one time. I was a...
Did you not see it coming either?
Yeah, I didn't see it coming. Yeah.
I didn't either.
Yeah. Two times. One, it's probably more than two the more I get into it. One time I was at Top Gun, and before Top Gun began in the theater, I was macking on a couple of, you know, hotties, 13-year-old hotties.
Yeah, of course.
And two of the guys who were just in the theater just didn't think my bits were funny. That was it. No, we had no interaction, anything, and then we were walking out of the theater. An hour and a half after the movie. This was before the movie. I was kind of like standing up and goofing around with these girls. And they were like, I'm like, yeah, well. And I got a tap on my shoulder. I turned around. I got punched in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheap shot.
Total cheap shot.
Well, count your blessings. Back in the day, that's the worst it would be.
That's right.
Nowadays, know, it's right. Like, let's just shoot them right in the theater.
That's exactly it. And the worst part was that, and I'll never forget this, like, so I got hit, I got dazed, and it caused a little bit of a melee, and the usher, the guy who owned the theater, the McHenry Theater, is like, hey, and he goes, guys, shake on it. I'm like, what did I have to shake on it? This was a cold cock.
Yeah.
You know, she should be, I didn't fight, I didn't do anything.
You're apologizing.
I'm the one who has to shake this guy's hand? And the other one was a...
this was in public and other people are around.
Yeah. And then the next one was one I've talked about as well. Very embarrassing moment where I was punched by, I can't remember her name, but Autumn maybe, April. Anyway, I got sucker punched in gym class by a senior girl. I was a sophomore.
Ouch.
It was not a good moment for my social status in school, I'll tell you that.
I have to ask a question. What did you do?
Trash talking on the softball diamond, which I'm good at. But the so get this real quick because I want to get back to the texters. But she hit a little ground ball to the pitcher, right? Throws to first. The first baseman kind of dropped it maybe, or the ball got away, but she didn't run. And so the guy stepped on first base and she was out. And I don't know, I was just like channeling all the little league coaches. I kind of walked by. I go, this is why you run every time. Like, I said that to like the cool burnout girl who didn't want to be in gym class. That's why you run every time. And she threw the F-bomb at me.
Yeah.
And it was too close to Coach Sonny, who was like, Amber, got to take a lap. So they made her take a lap. And she was furious at me. And I'm like, so then she comes back, right? She got more furious on the lap. So she comes back and she goes right up to me. And she's like, you F-bomb, right? Amber.
More laps.
Two more laps. Yeah. So she has to do three laps around the gym time.
Right.
And so on the way back into the thing, nothing else happened. There was no more argument. I was just like, oh, man. And we're walking in and she was, you know, she was tough. She was a tough burnout senior. And she needed, you know, what am I going to do? I'm a sophomore kid. I'm not going to get in a fight with a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She comes up behind me and she's like, hey. She's like being cool and everyone's watching. Like, and then the jock guys are like, kick his ass. And then she punched me in the face.
And then you're there, and you can't really do anything.
You can't really do anything. You just kind of, like, just shake it off. And then I remember this one guy. I don't even remember his name. I just remember in the locker room afterwards being like, I would have dropped her. And you're like, yeah, right. Good.
A tough guy.
You really nailed it right there. So, yeah, those are my two times. I feel like, again, it's a night of therapy here on the download. Get those out of the system. 847 says, never have I ever had a speeding ticket I didn't deserve. That's good. That's a very honest text. You've gotten speeding tickets before that you deserved, but you never ever have got one that you didn't. So that's fair.
They just give out tickets willy-nilly?
I guess people would say, I was only going 50.
Yeah, well, only going two over or whatever.
I guess that's what you're talking about. 630 says, never have I ever stopped looking at and loving the bra section of the Sears catalog. Jerry in Aurora. Jerry, that's hilarious.
Oh, it's priceless.
I mean, what are you looking for there? There's not much to see.
Do they still have a Sears catalog? I don't think that exists.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, first, number one, there's a lot not going on with that text. One, with Sears catalog.
Unless he's using old ones, like, you know, from the swap meet. They probably have them at the Wolf's Flea Market. You can get old Sears catalogs.
Wow. Yeah, and the second is like, he's like, oh, that's great support.
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, look at the support on that one. Look at the straps on that shoulder. All right. 217 says, never have I ever had satellite cable or dish TV. Amish TV at our house. So that just mean 2579 kind of thing? That's what Chicago means when you say Amish TV, right?
Yeah.
2579?
32.
Yeah, 2579. Then they turn it to 12.
when I'm at home and my wife will ask me, like, what channel something's on, I'll say 32, and she, like, she gets so angry. She's like, all right, old man, 32.
32. It's so true. 2579 32. That's the Chicago. That's Chicago TV. That should be a question when we put together a quiz. We got a new segment we're going to be coming up with this fall where it's like Chicago quiz. 2579 32. You got to say it like that, or otherwise that's not Chicago TV. All right. 312-981-7200. All right. I got a lot of them still to go. We got tons tonight. So add yours to the mix. These are great tonight. We will take a break, get an update on tonight's news. Second half of Never Have I Ever coming up here. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever tonight here on the download. 312-981-7200. We're playing for pizza. I feel like we're getting somewhere. We have some great, great ones already. And the ones coming up here, there's one coming up here that I think is going to be the winner. It's good. All right, but first let's get to all of them here. 847 says, never have I ever smoked a cigarette. That's good for you. And because of that, you know, the government can't get your tax money.
You don't know what you're missing. They're delicious.
You a smoker?
No.
All right. Let's see what else. Wow. 262 says, never have I ever been on a jury to convict someone for murder or witness an execution. That one maybe, that I guess is a winner in the sense that there's probably a lot of nevers. A lot of people would relate to that, saying, yeah, I've never witnessed an execution either.
I've never been on a jury.
At all?
No,
me neither.
I've been called. I've been called too,
but I never stick. They don't like me. Too chatty.
I turn into a talk show host.
They're like, what about you? I'm like, well, let's talk about you for a second. We're here at the jury tonight. It's jury selection here. I'm Justin Kaufman. With me, the lawyer who's asking me questions. Why don't we start with you? Where are you from? What is your strategy when you're trying to pick a jury selection? Number one can go. Thank you. Goodbye. No, that's ridiculous. That's not true. Okay. All right. Ready for this one? All right. Here's the ones that I have. Never have I ever had a craft beer 708 says.
Hmm.
I quit drinking 10 years ago before the craft beer boom happened.
Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting one, right? I'm going to put that one as a finalist.
Would you consider Sam Adams Boston Lager?
Oh, yeah, right? Or like a...
You know, that was probably the original, or even like the Goose Island.
Yeah, right. Goose Island, maybe not, but I would think like, do you consider Red Dog craft beer? Like a Berghoff, where you're like, oh, nice. Or what's the one that, Killian's? A Killian's Red.
Killian Irish Red, yeah.
Is that a craft? Early craft? All right. Here's my winner for tonight so far. Beat this one. Ready? 815. I am 45 years old, and never have I ever held a baby.
Hmm.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's an early winner right there. That's my front runner.
I wonder, I'm friends with a person who is kind of just afraid, you know, likes kids, but afraid of holding babies. Afraid, you know, just afraid that they're going to drop, drop somebody else's kid, you
right.
know, they're squirming out of your hands.
Right.
So is it just, I wonder if it's just a, you're,
like
you've
a phobia?
Never, yeah, or you've never been around a baby to hold,
it's
or
like
you have and you just,
and
refuse to go
yeah.
near them.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. That's what makes it good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it goes again. I mean, you're 45 years old, so you don't have your own kids, but it goes against at 45 at some point or another, a baby must have been offered on your lap.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to hold this? And you had
you
to have said
hold
no.
The baby.
You gotta hold the baby. So I like that one. That's good. 217 says, never have I ever paid a cable bill. Had no TV in college or after. Bragger. And I'm about to retire.
Oh, wow.
That's great. Don't start now. Because you know what they'll do? They go, oh, first-time customer. It's $10 for the first 90 days, and then it's $250, and you can't get out of it.
There's a and I remember there's an episode of, I want to say it's Friends, where... they go into a house and, or maybe it was King of Queens. I don't know. One of those shows where they go into a house and they can't find the TV. And it was either Joey or Doug Heffernan. They're like, you know, where's the TV? And they're like, you know, we don't have a TV. And Joey or Doug Heffernan said, then he's like, what do you point the furniture at?
That's good. 630 says, never have I ever been overseas, and I'm 46 years old. All right. That's okay, though.
Can I kick one in?
Yeah, there we go.
For the young, are you someone who would be really young? Mm-hmm. Never have I ever had to get up to change the channel on the television set.
Interesting. Right. Actually, on the set. I don't even think you could do that anymore.
No, they don't even, yeah, you can. Some models still do have that function.
Well, I mean, I remember in my day, the cable spin, like the little dial that you,
mm-hmm.
like that was a cable thing, and you could spin that thing, because I remember being over at Richie's house, and Richie had the Playboy channel, and so there'd be a bunch of guys maybe watching the Playboy channel, and then you'd hear the driveway in the garage, because his mom was coming home, and he'd reach up when he'd hear the door, and he'd flip that thing to wherever it lands, be watching the Weather Channel.
Oh, I've hey. Never seen that as a cable function before.
Yeah, no, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Like the, it was
yeah.
like a dial,
yeah.
like you put
on
top
the set?
Of it. Well, it's not on the set. Oh. It's like the cable. It's not a cable. It was kind of before cable boxes,
mm-hmm.
right? It was like a little dial, spin dial that you could like, it had like very small numbers on it. Yeah. Oh, hey, guys, what are you guys doing? Oh, I'm just watching the Weather Channel.
Was it the real Playboy channel?
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it was I mean, I feel terrible for this generation. This generation, the options in that regard are very graphic. In our generation, it was softcore, late night Cinemax, which was not as hardcore as the offerings today. But the point being, it was something that was half-naked people in it.
Yeah, because like when you first got cable, I remember you would tune into late-night HBO,
yeah.
even though your parents
yeah.
didn't get HBO.
Yeah.
And you'd watch a scrambled television in hopes that a boob would flash by. That you might see a
yes,
boob.
Yes. See, he had
I think I saw a boob.
He had the full ride. He had
yeah.
like the late-night
oh, yeah.
HBO, so
yeah.
we could watch the late-night mm-hmm. HBO and like have like the weird movie that you're just like,
yeah.
I think there will be a boob at some point.
Yeah.
Stay focused, people. And then he'd get up there and flip it to whatever. Around. Oh, hey, Mom. You guys, why are you guys watching Spanish Channel?
Well, I'm just trying to pick up a new language.
All right. All right, here we go. Jerry's got, never have I purposely listened to a complete country song or rap song. Okay. At home, in the car, I flipped the station. I like rock, jazz, blues, classical, but those two hated genres. The lyrics and music all sound so similar. I don't feel challenged or informed or surprised. I guess, but you're limiting yourself because that's so generic. I don't like country music per se, but there's stuff that I come across. I'm like, it's interesting. I like rap music. Stuff that I don't. I mean, I don't know how you can take one genre and take it out of play.
Kind of along the same lines of Harry Potter, not knowing something about that, something that is, you know, part of the zeitgeist, the cultural zeitgeist, is that I don't really listen to contemporary radio that much anymore. So I don't, when I see on Spotify or whatever, all these like great songs like that are hits, I'm like, I don't even know who these people are, or, you know, who. So I try to make it a point to like, all right, I'm going to listen to a song to see, I know at least if it comes up culturally in an article, I know who these people, you know, these people are.
It's interesting because it's a relatable thing for my son who's 9 years old. He really gets into pop music. He's attracted to it. He's related to it. And he only gets it in the car.
Yeah.
So we'll listen to the Kiss FMs, things like that, when we're in the car together. And then it's transferred to the pop channel on Apple Music, which plays the same stuff. So now when I get in the car, I just plug in the phone, you know, because I still have a tape. I can plug a tape in and then have the cord go into my phone. You know, like that's how old my car is right now. I just realized that, like, I'm on the last. Like, when I went to the Honda dealership and I was waiting for the car to be serviced, I was talking to one of the sales guy, and I'm like, oh, no, I got a 2005 Honda CR-V or whatever. And he goes, what? He goes, the one with the cassette player? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's a good one, man. That's a class. Like he called it out, that specific car. And I'm like,
really?
He was like, because it's the last one they made with the cassette player.
Oh, so this is
like a swap meet.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah. You got a good item on
and
your
hands. Then he said it's worth nothing.
Oh.
So. But I was like, yeah, I was in a little pride. They still have a cassette player in my car. Never have I ever used it, except for the Apple adapter goes in there. But all right, let's keep going here. All right. Never have I ever played a nose flute without hyperventilating from laughing too hard. It's a nose flute. Like, I feel like that's a cocaine reference, but I don't think it is.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. 630 says, why doesn't Mueller investigate Russia and the Clintons? Nope, sorry. That's something entirely different. That's not a different show.
Wrong station.
847, almost 64, grew up as a wild child of the 60s, had a lot of fun, but never ever smoked a cigarette or pot. Hated the smoking thing. There you go. 847 says, never have I ever had Starbucks. Wow. Not even try like to get.
How is that possible?
I mean,
how
I guess if you live in an area that doesn't have a Starbucks or has only one and it's you know, like coffee's not a thing, you don't drink it. I could see that. In Chicago, it's hard to avoid because literally, I am staring at one right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like right out the window here on Michigan Avenue, there's a Starbucks, and that's one. And if I could had a little mirror and I was playing like a little pew, 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 I would be able to bounce a rock off of that Starbucks and hit the other Starbucks across the street.
I'm looking at a star. We're looking in different directions. I'm also seeing a Starbucks. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they take away the intimidation factor because there's so many of them. You know, like, all right, I'll walk in there. Although, I did tell the story that I went into Starbucks and they had like a macchiato, iced coconut. And I was like, ooh, that looks good. Like, it was like on the outside. I'm like, I'm going to try this, a frappa waka waka, you know? And I walked in there and I got up there and I got confused. Like, right away, I was like, which one? You know, just give me a large coffee. That's what I said, like, because then I'm cool. I've subverted their system by not using their language. Just large coffee. Put some cream in it. Thank you. God, Starbucks.
You know the sign of the end of the universe, don't you?
What?
I think it was a Lewis Black line. When you turn around one day and realize that there's a Starbucks that's opened inside another
that's
Starbucks.
That's gonna happen, man. That's on its way. That's a funny bit that he does, and it's on his way to being reality. All right, 312-981-7200. We'll take our last break. We'll come back. We'll finish up with Never Have I Ever, give away a pizza, And then we'll make way for Patty Vasquez coming up at 11. Stay with us. Playing Never Have I Ever here on the download, 312-981-7200. Justin Kaufman here. All right, we got some good stuff. 608 says, Google red plastic nose flute. They're legit. Everyone at GN should have one. Okay, good. Never have I ever watched an episode of Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, Survivor, Dancing with the Stars, Amazing Race, Bachelor, Bachelorette, and yet here I am. I'm with you on a couple of those. Never have I ever watched Breaking Bad. Isn't that crazy? Walking Dead, never seen it. Dancing with the Stars, never seen it. Amazing Race, never seen it. And yet here I am. 219, Lil Kismet, we're on the same page. I've only seen like a handful of episodes of Game of Thrones and Survivor and Bachelor. None of those shows appeal to me, but I should watch them. But whenever I have a chance, like a free moment, it's in a weird time of the day. Like it's always in the mid-morning. So I just watch like First Take on ESPN. It's just in the background. And I'm like, this is why did I choose this dreck? This is what the Cowboys need to do. And you're like, oh, God, enough of the Cowboys. It's always whenever I tune into ESPN, they're talking about the Cowboys.
Yes.
So yeah. Annoying. You're like, all right, I know they're popular, but is there anything else in sports to talk about than the Cowboys?
I know. I was... Yeah, it's because like, I watch a lot of ESPN in the morning, too, and I'm like, it's like, yeah, when the Yankees and the Red Sox are playing.
Oh, gosh.
You know, it was Wimbledon. It was during Wimbledon, and I know a lot of people don't like tennis, but I was like, I watched the whole show for, like, it was an hour, and they had not one thing about
it. It's all about Cowboys camp. And then yesterday they had a thing where it was a feel-good story where Dak Prescott brought a sick kid to Cowboys camp. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, enough of the Cowboys. I get it. Can't that kid go to see the Broncos or something? Something different? It's always got to be the Cowboys.
Let's talk to a new coach of the Tennessee Volunteers for some reason. You know, they're talking about college football. I know it's coming up, and it's exciting.
Oh, gosh, it is coming up. 630, never have I had Starbucks either. Don't drink coffee. I do drive through the McDonald's for Diet Coke every day, though. Wow. I don't think that's a good idea. The drive through the every day for Diet Coke.
Mm-mm.
But I'm no one to preach because Pete and I get an iced coffee for 99 cents every day at 3 o'clock. So. 630 says, never have I ever pooped at work. Okay. I only read that one because we're in the twilight, FCC twilight here at 10:53. 779 says, I'm 76 years old and I've never been to Navy Pier. Hey, lucky you. I worked there for 20 years. I could tell you, you know what? I'll take you down there. I'm going to show you what you've been missing. And you'll, after about 10 minutes, you go, this is it? Really? This is what happened? Oh. Never have I ever had a TV in my bedroom. 219 says, I don't have a TV in my bedroom. Yeah. 773 says, never have I ever been the little spoon. What is that? Is that sexual? Did I miss something there? I probably did. I like this one. 847 says, never have I ever had a threesome phone conversation. The joke is three-way, right? Wasn't it a three-way conversation? What was it when you used to do the phone? Wasn't it called a three-way? Or what would they call it when it was like you could get everybody on?
A three-way, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so they messed up that joke. It shouldn't have been a threesome phone conversation. It'd be a three-way phone conversation. Right?
Yeah, my buddy Mike Ford. He was the first guy in the neighborhood to get the three-way.
Three-way
so
calling,
me,
right?
Mike Ford, Pat Reedy, make our plan. Like, let me get Pat Reedy on the phone.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. Those are great kid names, by the way. Mike Ford and Pat Reedy. Pete Zimmerman. I love it. So, like, were you guys all on the same Little League team?
Pat Reedy was actually the first pitcher that I faced in Little League. My first three at-bats struck me out three times in a row.
That's not cool.
I believe looking all three times.
Come on, Reedy.
Yeah, he was a good athlete.
Yeah. 708 says, never have I ever ate a Big Mac, even though I worked at McDonald's for 15 years. What? Aren't you like, don't you have to do that by like work rules? Wow. Oh, that's a weird one.
There's a lot. They have a lot of other burger offerings that you've probably taken part in.
Yeah.
put your hand in the fries. Walk by, never. take one as you walk by.
That's the game we should play with this caller. We should be like, what have you done? Never have I ever put your hands in the fryer. Yes, I've done that. Okay. Never have I ever spit on a hamburger. Yes, I've done that. Never had a Big Mac. No, never had a Big Mac. Never messed with the ingredients of a Shamrock Shake. All right, that's going to do it. Never have I ever. Great. You guys are so fun. This is so fun, you guys. Thanks so much for playing along tonight. And we'll do this. I say this every week. I'm like, we're going to do more of this, and then we don't do it for a couple weeks. But I always enjoy doing it, and it's fun to play along and hear your never have I evers. All right, so the winner tonight's going to get a Lou Malnati's pizza. Lou Malnati's at any of their 40 locations, loumalnati's.com. The winner, of course, as I mentioned already, I think it's got to be the winner, right? The 815. I'm 45, and never have I ever held a baby. That is the winner tonight. We'll get your stuff. We'll send you out a gift certificate, a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Appreciate you playing. Everybody playing tonight. Tonight was actually a tough one, and I almost changed my mind at the end just on the I never have I ever had a Big Mac, and I worked at McDonald's for 15 years. A Filet-O-Fish guy? What is that? All right. Thank you so much for playing tonight. Coming up, Patty Vasquez here. Stay with us.